Welcome to the Dollars and Cents Radio Show with your host, accountant and author Carol Topp, the homeschool CPA. Carol takes confusing topics such as money and business and puts them into clear English. She's ready to share her knowledge with you on today's show.
Well, hello, everybody. This is Carol Topp from homeschoolcpa.com, back with another episode of the Dollars and Cents Show. With an episode for homeschool leaders. I've been talking about boards a lot lately, probably because I just released a few months ago a homeschool organization board manual, and it's a template for you to create your own board manual to help you run your board better. Board, leadership team, whatever you want to call it in your homeschool group. I call it a board. A group of people, probably 3, 5, maybe 6, 7, or 8, who are running your homeschool organization. And in my most recent podcast, I talked about the duties of the secretary. Well, today I want to talk about the duties of the treasurer. Very important roles, the secretary and the treasurer in any nonprofit, but especially in a small homeschool organization, even a large homeschool organization. Okay, well, the job of the treasurer is near and dear to my heart because I've been the treasurer of many nonprofit organizations. And I also know that treasurers are very hard to find. You know, they're a unique combination of gifts. Someone who is a numbers person, who understands the money, financial statements, and is also willing to volunteer those skills and not too busy, but also is willing to sit on the board. Because I've met groups who say, you know, we can find a treasurer, but she doesn't want to do the bookkeeping. Or we can find a bookkeeper, but she doesn't want to have the responsibility of the treasurer. So actually, one of my solutions is we'll split the job up and have a bookkeeper or hire a bookkeeper, and then the treasurer is more the board position. Let me explain what a treasurer does, what their job description is. Again, I am taking this from my board manual, my homeschool organization board manual, which you can find over at homeschoolcpa.com. It's on the front page, the homepage, or under the list of the books available. And it's a Word document that you can download, and I made it as a Word document because I want you to be able to customize it for your group, and it helps you create a board binder. You know, like in a three-ring binder. And in there is this description of what a treasurer does. So let me jump right in. The treasurer ultimately is the person who manages or oversees the finances of the organization. Now, they are not supposed to be the person who does everything regarding the money. All right? It's a shared responsibility, but overall the treasurer is the one who oversees the finances of an organization. They take care of financial matters like picking the bank, opening up the bank account. They probably should manage the cash flow. They are probably the person who enters the financial transactions, the deposits, and then the disbursements or the checks, money coming in and money going out. The treasurer is also the person who prepares an annual budget for the board members to review. They should explain it to the board, you know, how they came up with their assumptions, how they put the budget together, how it compares with previous years, and things like that. But the whole board should be involved in the discussion and the building of the budget. And budgets are so important. I got to tell you, the reason why budgets are so important in nonprofits is because I think budgets are really just planning your next year with dollar signs. You know, so you plan, where do we think our money's going to come from? Is it coming from our membership dues? Is it coming from fundraisers? Are we going to try to pursue donations? And then where does the money go? And are we spending it like our mission and our vision thinks we should be spending it? So anyway, that's why I think a budget is just planning with dollar signs. But all year long, one of the main responsibilities of the treasurer is to provide financial statements for the board to look at, to say, here's how we're doing. So there should be a financial statement, which just means a summary of here's where our income has come from so far, and here's our expenses so far by categories. Now, if you're not familiar with what that might look like, I have a book that's called Money Management in a Homeschool Organization, subtitled A Guide for Treasurers. And in there, I give several sample budgets and different kinds of financial statements, so you get an idea of what they look like. So the treasurer prepares these things. Now, if you're using software like QuickBooks Online or something like WaveApps.com, that's wave, you know, like wave your hand, W-A-V-E, apps, A-double-P as in Peter, S.com. It's a free online accounting system, a little bit like QuickBooks, probably simpler than QuickBooks, so it might be perfect for your group, so check it out. I like the free. It has some ads, but they're only on the side. They're not very annoying. Those kinds of pieces of software are wonderful for helping the treasurer very quickly prepare a financial statement and then very easily give that financial statement or that report at a board meeting. And some groups like to have the treasurer report at every meeting they have. Some say now just once a month if we meet, you know, every time co-op meets or weekly or something like that. At least every month, some report should be emailed out. Maybe every quarter, the treasurer actually has something to say. But she should go over things like, hey, what key financial events happened? Like we got a donation, or we had a big fundraiser, or we had a big event. You know, she should also talk about trends. Hey, we're doing better than our budget expected, or we're really doing worse. And give a barometer of the financial health. You know, like if we keep spending like this, ladies, we're going to run out of money before the year. So that is really ultimately the job of the treasurer, not just to throw some numbers in front of you and confuse you, but to explain what you're looking at. Now, if your board needs a little help with that, understanding how to read financial statements, I can help. Okay. I have been, like I said, on lots of boards, and I have done lots of explaining to people who don't like looking at numbers. What do these mean? So I can do that with you via a Skype visit. Wouldn't that be fun for me to just, you know, beam into your next board meeting and try to explain what your financial statements are telling you? One of the really important duties of the treasurer, outside of that stuff, which I mentioned, which was all super important, but the treasurer is also responsible for the government reports, the IRS reports, filing the annual information return, either the 990, the 990EZ, or the 990N, which is called the IRS calls it their electronic postcard. And which form you file depends on your annual gross revenues. And, of course, the treasurer is a person who should be able to look at a financial statement and say, here's our gross revenues, okay? But anyway, the treasurer is responsible for getting those reports filed. Now, I help organizations file the 990EZ and the full 990 because they are complex financial statements to prove. They're like tax returns. They're like complicated tax returns. Some CPAs have told me that those forms are worse than doing a corporate income tax return. So that's what I help groups with. So your treasurer should be filing these forms and showing the board that he filed them, he or she filed them, you know, giving proof. Here's proof that I filed it, okay, and keeping on track. They should also have a calendar. Now, maybe the secretary is the keeper of the calendar, puts the calendar together, but the treasurer should also say, hey, put on that calendar the due dates, you know, when our fiscal year ends and then what the due dates are of what reports we have to file, both with the IRS and the state. So here's how the treasurer and the secretary will work very closely together, keeping up with deadlines and keeping up with the calendar. And ultimately, the treasurer's job is also to develop and to enforce some good controls. Financial controls. In accounting, we call them internal controls. Okay, they're just the policies of how you run the finances. And I've got a list, okay, just to help you out. I've got a list. It's in my book on money management in a homeschool organization. But I felt like this list of what we call internal controls or financial controls and policies are so important that I scraped out a few pages out of that book and put them up for free on my website. So you're going to have to go to homeschoolcpa.com. Look for the money management in a homeschool organization book on the, you know, on the bookstore page. And then there you'll see, like, you know, excerpt for board members. And in there, you're going to find a list of these best financial practices. And they're things like, you know, have someone other than the treasurer do the bank reconciliation. That's why having online accounting software is so important. So someone other than the treasurer has their eyeballs on the money. Someone's doing the bank reconciliation. That's like a check on the treasurer. Is the bank account match what the treasurer's been putting in the accounting software? Someone obviously other than the treasurer should be doing that. Not because you don't trust your treasurer, but you know, you want to make sure she's not missing things or making mistakes. Treasurers should have oversight, quite a bit of oversight on the treasurer because they are the person, you know, who handles the money the most. If your treasurer gets offended over the fact that there should be some oversight over them, someone else should be reconciling the checking account, someone else should be getting the bank statements first mailed to their house, like the chairman. The chairman should get the bank statements mailed to her house, open it up, look it over, initial it, then hand it to the person who reconciles it. If your treasurer is bothered by those kinds of things, or if they're not delivering you financial reports or not giving you the password to get onto the online software, you've got a problem. You've got a treasurer who's not doing a good job with her duty of care and duty of loyalty that I talked about those duties in a previous podcast. So it's time to bring them up to speed on the checks and balances. A good treasurer will say, yes, please check my work. I need somebody looking over my shoulder, making sure I'm doing this right. And yes, please ask questions. If you don't understand the budget I put together, ask me. Let's talk about it. How can I make a financial statement that's more easy for my board to understand? That should always be what the treasurer is thinking about. So having been a treasurer lots of times, those are the kind of things that I think about. And those are the kind of things, you know, you want your board and your treasurer to be working well together to deliver. You know, it bothers me a lot when I talk to homeschool leaders and they'll say things like, you know, our treasurer's not giving us a financial report. You know, the treasurer is mixing their personal expenses with their business. The treasurer is signing checks to themselves and not having the president sign. That's another good practice. The treasurer should never sign checks. Should make out the check and bring it to the chairman or vice chairman for signature. So there's always second set of eyeballs on the money. So anyway, that are the duties of the treasurer. Quite a bit for the treasurer to do. A lot more than just entering in the checks, collecting the deposits. It's a lot more than that. It's really ultimately setting the budget, making sure there are good financial controls over this, and creating those financial reports, and then ultimately the annual information returns to the IRS and maybe your state government as well. So if you need more information, you know where to find me, Carol Topp at homeschool. Well, just Carol at homeschoolcpa.com is my email, but I'm Carol Topp. I am a CPA. I've been a treasurer, lots of organizations, including my own homeschool co-op for many years. And I've been a church treasurer twice, and treasurer for several other organizations. So I want you to run successful organizations. That's ultimately my goal, because I know when you're running a successful homeschool organization, you are helping parents to successfully homeschool their kids. And that's ultimately what we're all about, isn't it? For people to be raising happy and healthy and productive students through the wonderful opportunity we have to homeschool them. So I hope you create strong organizations that create strong generations. All right. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining the Dollars and Cents Radio Show with Carol Topp here at the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. For more helpful information, visit Carol at her website, homeschoolcpa.com.